Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Those two are bitches.
I had to be towed in by another adult male.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
5-15-75.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Marchand to Bergeron, he scores! Patrice Bergeron! And the Bruins have come back to beat Florida in the final second!
Near side, Chara, center deflected, they score! What a pass by the captain, Zdeno Chara! 8-3 Bruins!
Over to Marchand, he waits, Pasternak scores! Patrick for David Pasternak!
Lick it, boom, boom, down.
Pasternak's shot, score! 34 seconds into the third, the Bruins pour gas on the fire.
That should be point number 100.
Mike Sugar Marchand, he scores! The Bruins victorious in overtime, 2-1. Brent DeBrusk fires, he scores! Jake DeBrusk, second of the night, a snipe inside the far post.
First one was Toucher and Rich, so thanks, boys.
Out of the boxes, DeBrusk might have a breakaway. He'll scamper into the slot, forehand, shoots, he scores!
I think it was 11 for 11 or something like that.
Oh, Chara drops Evander Kane. Evander Kane goes after Chara, punches him while he's down. That's a mistake. The captain tempted to twist his head off like a bottle cap. Yeah, Chara's just using his head as target practice. Had enough.
But it's just so exciting. I mean, to have a chance to play for a Stanley Cup.
And playoffs, it's a different feel, and I think we're excited about the matchup and excited at the opportunity to play him again.
Dombrowski scores! Tic-tac-toe! Jake Dombrowski!
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, to be honest. Hopefully getting on them. I think I'm going on the show on Thursday, so you know, don't want to jinx anything or say anything, but it'll be nice to talk to those guys, that's for sure.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. Indeed, the playoffs start tonight.
Hockey!
It's that time of year.
Yep. Hopefully a little momentum. Get people all spazzing out again.
Yeah, this is the next, knock on wood, hopefully few months, is the most fun time to work at the station, in my opinion. It's my favorite time to work at the station. It is nonstop games. It is nonstop chaos. And when it comes to the NHL playoffs, it's nonstop stomach pain. This is going to be something that, especially when you watch what happened last night with the Lightning, an unexpected loss, kind of gets you a little even more excited that maybe, just maybe, there's a chance. You said it. You said you had Tortorella fever yesterday, John.
I did.
I'll give you credit.
And it's only on the rise, baby.
Even though you were joking, that was somewhat impressive.
3-0 lead in the second period at home, and they lost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's. I don't know if my stomach starts to hurt. I wouldn't go that far.
Watching those Bruins games.
Yeah, I don't get like a stomach ache. But,
I physically get my stomach hurts watching some of these playoff games. Like I can't watch some of them. I have to turn them off and see what the score is.
Well, that has happened to me.
Yeah, I pace the room. I don't turn it off, but I pace the room at times.
I mean, there were some of those overtime games over the past couple of years, and I'll specifically remember that Blackhawks one, the triple overtime.
Oh.
It was excruciating, excruciating
yeah,
to watch.
Overtime playoff hockey, especially in a game that could be deciding the whole thing, is great drama. There's no question about it. And I have turned the channel. I have done that. And then just usually if the Bruins are down a goal, I'll sometimes turn the channel and then check back and then turn the channel and check back. But we shall see. It depends, actually, if I go out. If I go out to watch it, then there's a moral support all around. There's everyone's doing it. So sometimes it's better to go out and get a communal feeling rather than sitting at home and doing it there. I'll tell you what, I would not want to work for the Golf Channel. I would not want to work for the Golf Channel. They're on live at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I don't think they can show the Masters until 3.
No.
So they're just sitting there, and then they're showing footage of guys hitting balls yesterday. And these guys hit balls for that par 3 tournament. They were hitting balls for like 3 hours.
So here's what I would do if I were them, and is this what they're doing? Are they interviewing players?
I would imagine so.
Because if that's the case, then that would probably fly by. Then if it's like interviews with guys and stuff like that, I could see how you could fill the time.
I haven't seen a great deal of interviews. I've seen a lot of guys hitting balls.
Well,
and I've seen graphics.
Fred, how much tougher is it to do to work at the Golf Network when it's not Masters weekend?
That's true.
Well, I mean, what do you do on like a random Monday?
Play back-to-back episodes of the Big Break.
Like, what do you
back-to-back?
Oh, they play like Tin Cup.
You're like a Tin Cup.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. They play Tin Cup and stuff.
And by the way, the Golf Channel can't even show the Masters. It's exclusive to ESPN. Starting at 3.
I mean, this is us Super Bowl week. This is easy. Like, I mean, I think them showing up and doing this, and I know that they're filming these people, you know, just hitting balls, but at least there's someone doing something live. I mean, Monday and Tuesday during the week, you know, when the weather's bad, I don't really see them having too much of a...
That's a good point. Because when you get your car, you get satellite radio. I don't really know why you'd have it. There's the cool Jimmy Buffett channel. But... I just remember being fascinated by the NHL channel in like August.
Yeah, yeah. The Mighty Ducks. You're getting the Mighty Ducks.
No. On
radio.
It's on radio.
Oh, on the radio. Oh, yeah.
As bad as that is, you can't play any movies. I mean, you're stuck in August on the NHL channel.
That should just be called Canadians Talking. This is like, you might as well be listening to Bob and Doug McKenzie.
Yeah, yeah. There's talking about putting mice in beer and going out and... putting themselves in big kegs. Yeah, that was like when there's these sport specific channels.
Yeah.
Like audio. This is crazy.
How about the off-season NASCAR satellite channel?
God.
I mean, cuz NASCAR on the radio already sucks. And could you imagine what it's like on the radio in the off season?
I used to have to run the board for NASCAR qualifying.
Oh my God. It's funny you say that. I worked for a radio station in Rhode Island that not only did the Daytona 500 on radio, it did the Wimbledon final on radio.
Yeah, tennis on the radio can't be any funny. I
had the board out for both of those.
No, well, it's not NASCAR qualifying.
Oh,
where there's not even a race.
That's true.
It's just a guy going around in a circle.
Yeah, and they don't even do the cool stuff. Like, I mean, the one thing, I went to a bunch of NASCAR races for a while, and I've probably been to about 20. But the one cool thing is if you put the headset on, you can actually tune in to listen to the pit crew talking to the drivers. And sometimes they get heated and pissed, and they yell at each other about, like, cutting guys off and things like that. And that's someone who did. I don't think they even broadcast that stuff. I think it's just pure play-by-play of dudes going in a circle.
Yeah.
And if it's Daytona where it's like a super speedway, like there's nothing going on.
No, they had guys at each turn. That's how they did it. They had guys at each turn.
No, yeah, there's some name for the, you can tune into it too at the race. But you can't hear the talking between the drivers.
No.
It's just
a guy talking about play-by-play.
But I'll tell you what, if you want to talk about boring NASCAR qualifying, there's Dale Earnhardt Jr. and
he's going real fast.
Not anymore.
He's going real fast. And there you have it. He's in now. Sorry if I seem distracted today. I got my tax bill. So that's gonna sting for a while. Just if my phone starts going crazy at 7:30, just know that my wife has read the email.
She's not received it. You just forwarded it to her.
No. She's on the email. Mm-hmm. But just know that that's going on.
Oh, well, that'll be fun.
No, I'm going to be distracted for a long time.
Oh, boy.
Well, we have a pretty massive prize we're giving away today. We have two round-trip nonstop tickets to Hawaii from Hawaiian Airlines that we're going to give away at the end of the show. And the only way to win it is to listen to the show, and at that time, around 9:45 or so, we're going to ask a question about something specifically that happened on today's program. If you get it correct and you're the right caller, then those tickets are yours. Two round-trip tickets on Hawaiian Air for their nonstop flight, which sounds awesome. I see, I'm one of those people, I would just rather get on a plane and get it over with and have to get off and break it up. I just want to sleep. And I can sleep anywhere, unfortunately. I know you can't. You have a hard time doing that, right, Fred?
I can't sleep on anything moving, which I think is more common than not.
No. It's extremely common. And it's just that I could just, if I stop moving for more than like 3 minutes, I'll fall asleep.
I'm so jealous.
I know.
It's like if you so had, jealous of that.
If you had three wishes, that'd be one of them. Oh. Now, could you sleep the 18 hours?
No. That's not, it's not 18. It's like 11, I think. But no, I couldn't.
No, he's right. I actually went to Hawaii on my honeymoon. It's 11 hours in the air. I had a stop in the middle of it, but legit, the flight time, it came out.
I think it's like 11 and a half that way, 10 and a half this way.
Yeah.
Okay. So in 11 and a half hours, you wouldn't be able to sleep that long?
No way. No. If it was like an overnight type thing, and we left at night, I could probably sleep for about 6 hours. And if it's just during the day, I could probably sleep for three.
Yeah.
Like, three's about it. Like, during the day, I could sleep on a plane. And then after that, I got to get up and I got to, you know, do the jumble or whatever, something.
Right. The jumble's on fire. All right, Rich, what happened last night? What are we going to talk about?
Danny Ainge kind of is wrong about some stuff. We'll talk about that. Also, we have the schedule for the Celtics season and also some Bruins news going into tonight's playoff game.
All right, we'll be right back.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
What happened last night?
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what happened last evening?
Hey, remember the good times just yesterday morning when Danny Ainge told us this about Marcus Smart?
Saw Marcus getting treatment yesterday, but feeling much better. We'll probably know a lot more today when he tries to get on the court and go do some things. But I feel like he's going to be okay just because it's Marcus. So I think we all take him for granted. I think he's going to be okay, but he's day-to-day right now.
Well, that seems not to be the case at all, because yesterday the Celtics announced that Marcus Smart suffered a, quote, partial avulsion of his left oblique abdominal muscle off his iliac crest. Bottom line, the timeline of return is 4 to 6 weeks, sometimes after the first two rounds, if the Seas are lucky enough to survive that long. So, John, how big is this? What do the Celtics do?
I'm a big Marcus Smart guy. I always have been. This loss is significant. Is it crippling for the first round of the playoffs? No. They should be able to beat Indiana. It might take them a game longer, but they should be able to beat the Pacers. But I don't think they can beat Milwaukee without Marcus Smart. I mean, he just adds something that not a lot of other teams have. You know, whether it be the engine that drives the team, use whatever cliche you want to use. There aren't many Marcus Smarts out there. And in a playoff situation where you need a big defensive play, he's the guy that gives it to you. And you all remember when Brad Stevens put Marcus Smart in the starting lineup, everything changed for this team. And they've only had to be without him a couple of games this year. He's been remarkably durable. in a season where the Celtics have had a lot of injuries to deal with, I think this is significant.
All right. I know he's made for this, but so who's getting more playing time?
I got to believe Jaylen Brown at this point. Jaylen Brown's a better defensive player than Gordon Hayward, so I would imagine Brown gets the nod at the starting lineup. Of course, it'll be matchup-based, on depending upon who Indiana goes with, but I think you leave Hayward on the bench right now. He gives you a significant impact off the bench. So early call would be Jaylen Brown in the starting lineup.
I was thinking about that, Fred. How funny would it be if they start the first game of the playoffs with essentially the big three that everyone thought that they were going to have before the injury, that Hayward is actually right in the starting lineup. Like after the entire season, they finally put those three in as the starting three, and they and the chances of them looking good are probably pretty decent. But you're right. You risk getting that massive firepower now off the bench. Well, Kyrie Irving yesterday was asked about the long and strange road that it's taken for the Celtics to get into the playoffs, and he asked, you know, what did he think of the past several months?
A lot of bullshit. A lot of just you know, up and downs that just could have been handled better from a professional standpoint, personal. And I'm talking about me personally. I'm not talking about our team. You know, and it's just I had a lot of questions, a lot of just things that weren't being answered straight up about what it takes to be a great professional in this league. And I think that the frame of that is just outdated. You know, in terms of what you have to be every single day, and it's not that hard, you know what I mean? Like the media and all the stuff that comes with it. I think that it's an exciting part of that that you got to be aware of, but the real part is just, you know, literally what I used to wake up every single morning to do, you know, is to put a ball in the hoop and be really great at it.
God, he's like an ex-girlfriend that just keeps coming back. It's like, I want to like him, you know, and him saying that, you know, it was a lot of BS for me and I've kind of learned the error of my ways. You know, he said that several times this season, and you want to believe him. Like, this time I hear that, I'm like, oh, finally, the Kyrie that we want. Playoff Kyrie. He's humble. He's like, yeah, I screwed everything up. But he always ends up pulling something else later on that pisses you off. So once again, it's like Chris Forsberg said, you feel like, you know, the Charlie Brown trying to kick the ball and Lucy keeps pulling it away with Kyrie Irving. Like, now we're at the, okay, maybe he's an all right type of guy.
Well, I don't think that he's necessarily happy. And certainly if they have a setback in the playoffs at any point, he's prone to say something stupid and get everyone talking again. But I think he's going to leave. And I think when he leaves, he's not going to be happy where he goes. There's not a scenario where he'll be happy.
Well, I mean, you're right about that. Because if he wants to be the man, then he's not going to want to do it with Kevin Durant, because as good as Kyrie Irving is, he's not Kevin Durant.
Right.
And although Sean Grandy did a pretty good job, he broke down a bunch of Kyrie Irving's numbers, and dude had some career highs this year. Matter of fact, career highs in assists, career highs in rebounds, career highs in steals, career high in blocks. VORP. You like VORP there, John?
Always.
And a bunch
of... What does VORP mean?
I have no idea.
I have no idea, but I see VORP. I don't know.
I always thought VORP was a baseball thing.
I thought so too, but yeah. VORP's on VORP. Mm-hmm.
Value over replacement player.
That's it. That's probably it.
Well, oh, yeah. Take that, Jenny Wall. Game right
Fred,
in your face.
Fred brought his A game. I swear to God, the satin jacket that you profess not to wear, I mean, this is a falsehood, man. You're basketball.
My VORP is baseball related. So
okay.
This ain't satin jacket.
There's a little Bebo action going on there over there, Fred. Well, the schedule for...
By the way, one other quick note about Kyrie Irving. First Celtic player to average 23 points, 5 rebounds, and 6 assists over an entire season since Larry Bird in 1990.
Yeah, I mean, he's been phenomenal.
That's to make up for the fact that I missed the VORP thing.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, listen, you know, we can't all be stat nerds.
No, well, no, we're not all Fred Tutcher.
Well,
nope.
Well, round one, the schedule has been released, and unfortunately, it is not a 5 o'clock game, which would have been perfect for Sunday. It's a 1 o'clock game. That will be the first matchup between the Pacers and the Celtics. And then it goes all the way to Wednesday. So you got to wait a few days. That would be in Boston, 7 p.m. Then Friday in Indiana at 8:30. You get a Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock game. Is that Easter Sunday? Yeah.
Yes.
Easter Sunday.
It doesn't sound to me like they're overly excited about Indiana being in the playoffs.
No, no. it's like the Celtics kind of getting punished.
Yeah, they're kind of burying, which is fine for me, but they're kind of burying these games.
God, 5 was perfect, though, because 1 o'clock's like right in the middle of the afternoon. You're doing like a bunch of stuff. But 5 is, it's not too late. It's not during the early part of the day.
Yeah. Then you might be, if there's overtime, you might be, well, no, I guess you wouldn't be. Never mind.
Yep, and that also sets the matchups for the rest of the NBA. You've got Milwaukee versus Detroit. Fred, your boys from Detroit got in.
Hooray.
They played well the last couple of games to get themselves in.
Get a worse draft pick.
Blake Griffin had a great season.
If Griffin's hurt, though.
Well.
Right now.
Is he hurt?
Yeah.
Knee.
I thought he played the last few games.
He's not 100%.
Okay.
He's not 100% at all.
Toronto versus Orlando. Philadelphia versus Brooklyn is going to be interesting because yesterday the GM of the Sixers came out and said that Joel Embiid has been dealing with a knee ailment and might possibly end up missing a few games. Matter of fact, they said, is there a chance that he won't be ready? And they say it's possible. And Brooklyn has been pretty damn good over the final stretch of the season. So keep an eye on that matchup. And then out west, Golden State versus the Clippers, Denver versus San Antonio, Portland versus OKC, and Houston versus Utah. I think that Houston versus Utah series is going to be a kind of one of the sneakier, better matchups of this entire thing. So there you go. There is your new matchups. And Sunday at 1 o'clock, John, any word on whether you're going to be doing any games?
I've not gotten a call. Not yet. I don't know.
So that means no.
I don't know what it means. Usually I get a call a few days out. So I don't know.
They leave you hanging.
I can tell you it's definitely not either of the first two games. But beyond that, I have no idea.
Well, you might be able to go to Indianapolis.
Then. Yes. Stuck in Indianapolis. Yes. Is that Bottle Rocket song
that
again?
It's a Bottle Rocket song. And you'll be able to, you know, you can go to where they have the dirt court. For the Johnny Appleseed or whoever was in the movie.
Jimmy Hoosiers? Chitwood?
Jimmy Chitwood?
Hoosiers? Jimmy Chitwood?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who was the guy who shot underhand?
Oh, that was Ollie.
Ollie?
Oh, yeah,
that was Ollie.
That was right. The last guy in a pinch.
Yeah, Ollie was
made them the two shots to get them to the state championship game.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that happened in real life. Ollie.
That's not a true story.
It's based on a true story.
It is a true story.
All these years I've seen Hoosiers, it's based on a true story?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But yeah, in the movie.
Millen High School.
In the movie, did they win the championship?
Yes.
They did it in real life.
Yes, they did. No, they won in real life, and they won.
I thought that they got to the finals and lost in real life.
As I remember it, they won.
All right, Google that.
Okay,
I'm almost positive that they lost in the final.
Okay,
but listen, what can I say? I'm sure it was a 6-man team that just rolled, rolled through the whole thing.
Yep,
back then. Mm-hmm. And then there was a drunk guy that would show up drunk. And
Dennis Hopper was great in that movie.
He was, as was. And then, you know, then that begat a bunch of coaches that said you got to pass 5 times or 3 times before you shoot.
Four times.
How many times have you seen Hoosiers?
More than I can count.
That used to be my favorite movie. Like when I was a kid, that was my favorite movie.
I can't count the amount of times I've seen Hoosiers.
No, is it something?
Dozens.
Is it something that you own?
No.
Then how did you see Hoosiers?
It's on TV. Like every 3 months, has been for the last 20 years.
John watches the NBA channel in the offseason.
That's what they maybe. Play.
You know what's great about
what's wrong with that?
You know what's great about the NBA channel when they're showing movies is that there's really no commercials. They're just like, you know what? If you're watching this, you're either about to die or so stoned out of your mind you can't turn the channel. And so they'll play like 5 minutes of Hoosiers and 15 minutes of Flobee commercials. EVEN, hello.
Hi, it's Evan. Hey, guys, welcome to the show.
Has anyone ever called you Evan? Because that's what it says on the screen here, Evan.
Yeah, I thought I should spell it for Bird, but I assumed Evan was pretty standard. I just wanted to talk about you're missing one guy, a part of the Celtics organization that has a higher VORP. It's Sean Grandy. That's over right. John Wall.
Yeah, he does.
I don't think many people would argue that.
No. Grandy comes with the stats.
He does. He's got some crazy stat machine. I mean, they're interesting, and I don't know where he gets them or what program he uses, but dude's got that thing cooking.
EVEN, Evan.
I guess phonetically, maybe.
Okay.
Evan. Maybe he's just never met a person even. Named Evan.
Even?
Yeah, it says even. EVEN is the word even, yes.
Yes.
But he just...
So there's like a double thing.
Yeah.
Even is a word that's used a lot.
Yep.
And then... So wouldn't you think that this is even?
Yes.
He wasn't paying attention to the whole discussion we're having.
He's probably
right
just never seen the name
he
Evan
had no
written
idea
out.
We were discussing it.
All right, Dan, how long?
John turned around to try and get his attention, then he looked up and he finally just said, I wasn't paying attention.
While we were just talking now, the last 2 minutes.
Nothing makes you feel more confident than a guy who doesn't even listen to the show that he's working for. All right, Rich, what else?
Staring you back in the face.
He's looking at the computer screen. All right, Rich, what else is going on?
We got some good news for the Bruins, and there's some haters in the media when it comes to your black and gold. We'll get to that as well.
All right, here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
.985 the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Be listening this morning at 6:50 for your chance to score a $100 gift card for the Under Armour brand house. At the Pru to get your last-minute running or watching gear. Spend Marathon Monday with UA and watch the race from their viewing bays near the finish line. That's coming up at 6:50.
And remember, at 9:20, Jake DeBrusk requested to be on the show today because he wanted to continue the TNR bump. According to him, he said it's 11 for 11, which I'll take his word for it. I guess he's the one counting. But he'll be on with us. However, the rest of the team is getting ready for the playoffs, and Bruce Cassidy seems to be fairly confident.
It's a long year, so I think every team will tell you. You take a deep breath on Sunday. You know, listen, I think every player, coaches, you're all playing to be a Stanley Cup champion, so now that opportunity presents itself. So I don't want to describe it in one word, but I don't think there's a guy in the room isn't excited and anxious to get going.
Now, we asked Bruce Cassidy the other day whether or not he believes in bulletin board material, something to get the team inspired, maybe haters, as they like to say, Fred. Well, maybe you can count this as one. ESPN did a ranking of their heat index of the 16 starting goalies in this year's playoffs, and Tuukka Rask is ranked dead last. The poll weighs recent performance with how the goalie season went as a whole and how likely their recent performance is to stand up given their career. So here's the explanation provided by the guy who wrote it. His name is Matthew Collier, a.k.a. hater number one. He was also kind of, I mean, you could say he's a hater, maybe just a Tuukka Rask hater, because he was the only person to pick the Bruins to win the cup from ESPN. So he likes the team, hates Tuukka Rask. He said, quote, "You won't find many teams as impressive defensively as the Bruins, who allow the fewest, quote, high danger shots in the Eastern Conference. But Rask has all sorts of question marks. This season has been the worst of his career in save percentage." Is that true? Wow. "His last month was abysmal, and his most recent performance in the postseason did not even slightly resemble the elite version of Rask we knew from 2009 to 2010 through 2014 to 15. It wouldn't be a surprise to see the Bees make a change to Yaroslav Halak if he struggles." And that sounds like something that Bruce Cassidy even mentioned when he was with us. It's more of a confidence type thing that he has just in case there does happen to be an issue.
Yeah, I would think that he would have to lose the first game, certainly, and then at the earliest be struggling in the second game before they would make that change.
Let's turn the mic on. Rask's save percentage 912 this year.
but it goes last 4 years, 915, 915, 917, 912. I mean, it's a little under, but it's basically the same.
Well, he's been going through a cold streak. Since
the team didn't finish well.
Well, since March 1st, he posts a .881 save percentage. Oh, not a great final month.
The team was 3-4 to finish. I mean, they got second place, locked it up, and I don't know about coast, but I mean, they didn't play all that well.
Any idea what they ranked as number one on the hot heat index? The best
power play.
No, the best goalie.
Oh, best goalie. Oh, who is the best?
Vasilevsky?
Goalie? Yeah,
Vasilevsky, not in the top five.
Well, he didn't look that way in the third period last night. So,
oh boy,
Hellebuck, Winnipeg.
Nope.
The old Hucklebuck.
No, Ben Bishop from the Dallas Stars, and then the dude from the Colorado Avalanche, Rocky Beer, Philip Grubauer, and then Marc-Andre Fleury from the Knights, and then he goes Hurricanes and Bobrovsky for the Blue Jackets. So, speaking of the Blue Jackets, we had ourselves a little fun last night. You know who I love hearing? I love hearing Dave Mishkin. Dave Mishkin, there is really no better like matchup that needs their own television show than the matchup of Dave Mishkin, the super spaz-tacular play-by-play guy for the Tampa Bay Lightning. And who is his foil, Fred, sitting right next to him?
Oh, yeah. That's, oh, God.
Phil.
Phil Esposito.
Phil Esposito.
There's Esposito, I've heard swear. Esposito, I've heard, like, just not be around.
He just goes off, looks for doors and water, mid-second period.
Yeah, I mean, he's like Len Dawson when he used to do the Kansas City games. Like, he would disappear for, you know, like 20 minutes, and then he'd come back and see how you were doing.
So, John, kind of just remind people on how the game went last night. Like what the story of the game was.
Oh, Tampa was up 3-0.
They're up 3-0.
They scored three first period goals, I believe.
So would you like to hear each one of these goals?
Sure.
Let's go with, you know what, let's go with the winning goal first. Why not?
15 in the penalty. Center point, Werenski. Left circle, Panarin. High slot, Jones. Dangerous here. Score! There was a traffic jam in front of Vasilevsky. I don't know if the Lightning are going to challenge this for interference, but it's a power play goal, and it's 4-3 Columbus.
Okay, so you got Phil Esposito, who's a little grumpy. And then how about this one?
Across the blue line, right circle. McDonough pulls up. Ryan McDonough. A little drop beat, Chernak over his stick, and here's Foligno on a breakaway the other way. Foligno's in alone. Score!
Golly, what a bad play.
And there
you
go.
Each team has a breakaway goal. Big goal for Nick Foligno to make it 3-1.
It's like you're watching the game with your angry dad. He's just drinking beer, watching the game next to you.
Yeah, that's right.
That stinks.
What a crap play.
All right. So Esposito, by the way, if you read his book, hated Tampa because he always took credit for bringing hockey to Tampa. And it's amazing to me that he's doing color commentary.
Or is he?
Hedman golfs it to the neutral zone. Savard reads it and blocks it. Marches into the lane. Nice move to the right circle, and he should score!
What the heck was that?
David Savard has made it 3-2 with 12:04 left.
I mean, you really need a guy who's been through the ringer in the NHL to get that kind of analysis.
It's like, honey, beer me!
No, it's just like that. Oh, well, that's not good in any way, shape, or form.
Left circle point, a drop pass, they come back, and Sandy clears it. He read that pass. Hedman will regroup. One penalty is up. Minute 48 left in the back end of the double liner. Hedman across the blue line. Yeah, he has room to walk it right circle. A little feed. Palat off his stick. Anderson is steal in the near corner. Palat checks him. The puck is going to be grabbed by Kucherov, but a centering feed stolen by Jenner.
Uh-oh.
Out to Anderson, shorthanded at center ice. 2-on-2 with Savard. Anderson across the blue line, left circle. Cuts to the slot. Dangerous here. He shoots and scores. Shorthanded goal, Anderson, and we are tied at 3.
Did he say a word there?
Yeah, he said, uh-oh.
But those aren't, like, really words.
No, maybe he left something in his diaper.
It's kind of like...
Oh, please.
Hockey Heinzen.
I like to think of him, like John said, getting a doers and water rather than messing himself.
But that sounds like your old grandpa you're watching the game with, doesn't it? It's like, ah.
It's kind of like Hockey Heinzen with a little Zolak mixed in.
Oh, no. Heinzen yells words. Zolak yells words.
Not always.
Just listen to the very beginning of this.
Left circle point, a drop pass, they come back, and Sandy clears it.
I mean, he's just sitting there. I mean, the analysis is off the charts.
It's pretty wild.
Ah,
you got it.
Left circle point, a drop pass, they come back, and Sandy clears it.
It just sounds, I mean, I can't, I just keep imagining just now, sitting in the recliner.
That's rain. That's radio, correct?
That's the radio call, yeah. Which
okay.
is great.
All right, so it, think about, you know, it's like painting a picture in your mind of what's going on. So Michigan is telling you what's going on, and all Esposito's doing on the radio is just grunting. Like, he paints no picture of what's happening.
Well, I do know another thing is that this is my favorite series to watch outside of the Bruins, because not only do you have Phil Esposito and Dave Michigan sound bites the next morning, but you've got John Tortorella, who, let's face it, absolutely rules. Hey, Torts, how do you think your team played?
We're just going to just get ready for our next game. I'll tell you right now, this room smells of B.O., I'll tell you. My gosh. Before, no, it's not me. It's not me. I walked into it here, and so does that end this thing here? Okay, thank you.
How could you tell what smells like BO if you coach a hockey team?
I was just going to say, the hockey locker room is no place for the faint of heart.
It's got to smell.
That's even worse.
Pretty bad if it's over the stench of the hockey locker room.
We did a contest once in Atlanta to see how long people could stay in the Thrashers equipment bags. Oh. It's not pleasant.
So Esposito is the real life version of Bob Uecker from Major League. He's the Vince Neil of announcing.
Circle point and drop pass. No,
he's the silent guy from Major League. All right, Rich, we'll be back. What will we talk about?
All right, well, let's get into a little bit of this news coming out about the Patriots. They signed a guy yesterday, pretty big size name, and had a couple visits. Also, some cryptic tweets from some NFL players this morning.
All right, we'll be right back.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench.
And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random 2x found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Watch Toucher and Rich on Twitch. Follow the Sports Hub on Twitch.tv for live shows and reruns. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Car number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a $100 gift card for the Under Armour brand house at the Pru. To get your last-minute running or watching gear, spend Marathon Monday with UA and watch the race from their viewing bays near the finish line.
Did anybody in this room go back and watch the Bill Belichick press conference? Because I know that Zolak and Bertrand were going to air it live. And my first question was, why? Like, what's he going to talk about? And somebody said, well, it's probably because someone's going to ask him about the Robert Kraft situation. However, this morning, I've seen no reporting of any kind of question being asked. Obviously, he wasn't going to answer it, but the question did need to be thrown out there. Did anybody see it? Did anybody ask him a question?
All I know is that his first 870 words were praising his scouting team.
Well, of course. I mean, he loves to do that. Like, he likes to grab onto one football-centric thing and just flex.
And the idea behind it is that, you know, with all the turmoil that's going on with the coaching staff, I shouldn't say turmoil, but with all the change, I guess turmoil.
Well, turnover. Turnover's the word.
Well, turnover is not the word, because to have turnover, you have to have someone come in.
No, have replacement. I guess there's got to be
turmoil. I mean, he's shorthanded. He's down a handful of guys.
So the idea is instead of having, you know, coordinators and coaches help out in analyzing draft prospects. He's really relying on his scouts, so he went out and got ahead of it. But you're saying, because I have seen nothing either. They usually give out his transcript of Belichick's press conferences.
And I did not
hear. I'd almost rather read, you know, the disclaimer at the bottom of, you know, pill bottle than that.
Well, he was asked about Greg Schiano and that whole situation, how strange it was, and here was his answer.
We're not talking about an unprecedented event here. So, yeah, we've dealt with changes before, and we'll continue to deal with them.
I'd say the way that it happened, I don't know if it was unprecedented, but it was definitely odd.
That is unprecedented.
Three weeks
after getting hired without coaching a game, he steps down? Well, that's unprecedented.
No. Just look at the career of Lane Kiffin. And I can tell you that that's not unprecedented.
In this organization, it is.
All right. Well, I mean, he can say whatever. What do you want him to say, actually? But I'm just surprised no one asked him about Kraft.
Yeah.
And they could have asked about Kraft in a football way. Because they lost the who was the guy that they lost? They believe because of Kraft.
Oh, the chaplain. The chaplain. It's speculated that he left because he wasn't very comfortable with everything that was going on with that case down in Florida, and then he ended up going to the Texans.
Yeah, and apparently he had a big hand in who they drafted based on he was like a character coach.
Well, speaking of Robert Kraft, yesterday his lawyers went down to Florida and filed something saying that Robert Kraft will suffer, quote, irreparable harm by the release of video footage that allegedly captured him buying sexual favors at that spa in Florida, the Orchids of Asia, and that public disclosure could destroy his chances of getting a fair trial. That kind of, I don't really get that defense.
Because you would see it, you would think they don't want it used in trial either. But you would think that the jury would see it at some point. I don't know, man. They're saying that they don't want the video used in trial because it was put up because of sex trafficking.
Well, they continue to try to paint it as being a recording that wasn't done legally, and they keep submitting things that paint a picture of just how much of an invasion of privacy it wasn't just for him, but to other people that were involved. As a matter of fact, this is from the actual statement itself or the filing. He said, quote, this is lawyers, we expect it will be revealed at the suppression hearing that police, in fact, wound up covertly recording multiple people who received similarly routine non-sexual massages without being charged with any offense. So what they're saying is that if you went in to try to record a crime, in the process, you also recorded a bunch of innocent people naked and invaded their privacy when they did nothing wrong. So
But I don't know if you were getting legit. First of all, there's a couple things that I don't believe. Is A, that anyone got a legitimate massage there? And B, if you did get a legitimate massage, why would you be naked?
A lot of people get naked for a massage.
They put a towel over you.
Yeah, but you have to get undressed in the room. I mean, at some point you have to take your underwear off, and in that room is usually where you do it.
Yeah.
So, and they're saying that's where it was all being filmed. They also said that the Jupiter police conceded to another attorney that their covert videotaping captured a routine, entirely non-sexual massage of that attorney's client. So there's somebody who went there, did not get charged with anything sexual, and they are trying to keep this tape from being released because they believe that there's a chance that they may be part of it as well. I think if I would, okay, let's say just for argument's sake, you were someone who got a legitimate massage there around the same time Robert Kraft did. Aren't you kind of losing your crap too?
I wouldn't be happy about being taped.
And I think that this is a case where one of those guys went to a lawyer and was like, this might be worth it for me to pay you to make sure that even though there's no reason it should get out, that it doesn't. So I think that Robert Kraft's attorneys heard that from another attorney for somebody who was not found of any kind of like, was not found that anything illegal happened or he did anything illegal. And they're saying, well, how can we say that everything was above board when they're filming people who committed no crimes? That seems like wildly invasive.
And collateral damage, and that there'd be no reason to release the tape because there was no crime committed. I mean, something like if you have, this is a example of something far, far, far more illicit, but if you had a video camera, like, you know, monitoring the mob, and there's people coming in that are, you know, whatever, not committing crimes, I mean, that's just the collateral damage of being taping someone.
There was another argument that I saw that I thought was somewhat funny, is that they didn't want to see if I can find the actual writing of it, but they didn't want it to be released as well, according to one of the things that I read, because of the women who were involved in it, because they felt bad for the women that they may have been victims.
Yeah, they're make up your mind.
Yeah,
like, are they there against their will, or are they there because they want to be there?
Kraft also argues that releasing the video would cause harm to the masseuses, whom officials say might be victims of a sexual offense.
It's philanthropic.
In essence, Kraft claims he wants to protect them too.
Yeah, I think Kraft's just find a trillion reasons.
Right, I'm going to throw 8,000 reasons out there why I think it was illegal that you guys filmed this, and like hopefully one of them is enough for you to go, okay, well then maybe that's good enough for me.
I don't blame them. I'd be doing the same thing.
Oh sure, and it seems like they are not wasting any kind of resources. I mean, they've been how much stuff have they filed now? I guess tomorrow is the day that they were supposed to make a hearing on it, but I think it might be moved backwards. On top of that,
I believe the hearing or the judgment on if they can be released to the press now is tomorrow, and that Kraft's attorneys have said at the very least wait until the 26th. Is that when his thing is, or the 28th or whatever?
That date sounds right.
Okay, whatever date it is, at the very least wait until then to release the tape. Which, again, they don't feel should be released. But I think tomorrow is when they make the decision on if they can just release it to the media regardless. But, again, there's many, many lawyerly things going on that I probably don't quite understand. So,
the motion to suppress the evidence is April 26th.
Okay. So there you go. All right. There will be no commercials here when we come back. It's a little something called the Bankroll Boys. Get ready to make some dough.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape.
And a wrench.
And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random 2x found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.